谁更有资格定义
Who is more qualified to define
电池该怎么用？
How to use a battery?
是造了三十年电池的王传福，
30-year-old Wang Tianfu
是把电芯内阻降到全球最低，
to bring the internal resistance of telecommunications to the lowest level globally.
每天净赚2亿的增益群。
Every day, the net profit of 2 billion yuan, Chen Yuqiang.
还是李斌。
Is it Li Bin?
3月5日
March 5th.
比亚迪发布的第二代刀片电池，五分钟充好。
BYD's second generation blade battery can be fully charged in 5 minutes.
9分钟充饱。
9 minutes to fill.
500次闪充循环后，针刺不起火。
After 500 cycles of charging and discharging, the needle does not light up.
4月21日
April 21st
宁德时代发布第三代神行超充电池3分44秒
Ningde Era releases the third generation GA-like ultra-fast charging battery with a charging time of 44 seconds.
从 10% 充到 80%, 1400
From 10% to 81,000 times.
循环后
After the loop,
容量保持率90%以上
Maintain a capacity retention rate of more than 90%.
这两颗炸弹炸掉了一个存在
These two bombs destroy a life.
十几年的认知，快充一定会伤电池。
After a few years, the battery will definitely be damaged.
今天这篇咱们扫个盲。
Today, we are having a drink.
传统快充为什么伤电池？比亚迪和宁德时代各自怎么解决的？
But why are the cathode materials of BYD and CATL different? How do BYD and CATL solve this problem?
为什么说从这两张底牌开始？
Why do you say that starting from these two cards?
全球动力电池的游戏规则已经被这两家中国公司彻底改写了。锂电池充放电的本质是锂离子在正负极之间来回搬家。
The rules of the global power battery market have been completely rewritten by these two Chinese companies. The essence of lithium battery charging and discharging is the movement of lithium ions between the positive and negative electrodes.
大功率电流充进电池的时候，
When a large current is charged into the battery,
锂离子疯狂从正极往负极跑。
Lithium ions are frantically running from the positive electrode to the negative electrode.
但负极接收锂离子的速度是有上限的。
However, the rate at which the negative electrode accepts lithium ions is limited.
当电流太大。
When the current is too large,
锂离子来不及嵌入负极。
Lithium cannot embed into the negative electrode in time.
就在负极表面堆积，变成了一层金属锂，叫锡锂。锡锂有多要命？锡锂每
A layer of metal lithium has formed on the surface of the negative electrode with a thickness of up to 7 centimeters.
增加 1%。
Increased by 1%.
电池容量就衰减 7%。
The battery capacity has decreased by 7%.
被吸出的金属锂一部分变成死锂。
A portion of the gold and aluminum that was extracted was converted into dead lithium.
不再参与充放电。
No longer participate in charging and discharging.
直接减少可用锂离子库存。
Directly reduce the available lithium ion inventory.
更危险的是
，more dangerously，
吸出的锂会长成树枝一样的晶体，叫锂枝晶。
The lithium that is inhaled will grow into a resin-like crystal called lithium crystal.
它会刺穿电池隔膜
，it will pierce the battery separator，
导致短路、起火、爆炸
，cause of short circuit fire explosion。
清华大学的欧阳明高院士团队做过一项研究。
The research team led by Professor Yang Ming of Tsinghua University has conducted a study.
频繁使用120千瓦以上,
frequently use 120 kilowatts or more.
快充的电池,循环寿命比慢充,
fast charging reduces the battery cycle life.
等于40%,
approximately 40%.
所以过去十几年,
so in the past 10 years,
整个行业有一个共识, 快充等于商电池。
The entire industry has a consensus that fast charging is equivalent to charging the battery.
想要快就得拿寿命换。
If you want to be fast, you have to pay with your life.
想要长寿就得慢慢充。
To live a long life, you need to accumulate it slowly.
但今年这个常识被彻底推翻了。比亚迪第二代刀片电池的核心思想不是硬扛大电流。
However, this common sense was completely overturned this year. The core idea of BYD's second generation blade battery is not to resist large currents,
而是让锂离子跑得更顺畅。
Instead, let lithium run smoothly.
他做了三件事。
He did three things.
第一,
First,
重构材料体系。
Restructure the material system.
正极采用多极粒径定向构筑技术，电极应用AI精准优化，大幅提升离子传输速度。负极,
positive electrode adopts multi-level particle size directed construction technology, which is applied to AI-powered precision optimization, significantly improving ion transfer speed.
构建多维千里位点。
Build a multi-dimensional kindly location.
让锂离子360度立体化快速嵌入。这套体系
Let the lithium ions quickly embed in this system in a 360-degree, three-dimensional manner.
就叫锂离子高速通道。Let's
call it lithium ion high-speed channel.
第二,
Second,
集成全文域智能热管理系统。
Integrate a full domain intelligent thermal management system.
第三,
Third,
500次闪充循环,
500 charge discharge cycles.
然后边充电边用钢针刺穿电池, 不起火,
After charging, use a steel needle to pierce the battery. It won't catch fire.
不冒烟,
No smoking.
500次循环什么概念?
What is a 500 cycle?
相当于私家车开30万公里。
Equivalent to driving a private car for 300,000 kilometers.
用15年的强度。 比亚迪电池CTO孙华军公开说了一句话。
In a statement, BYD CTO Sun Huijin said that the battery's lifespan is 15 years.
可以确信的是,
It can be confidently said that
闪充对电池寿命极无影响。
Fast charging has no significant impact on battery life.
宁德时代的第三代神行超充电池走的是另一条路。
Ningtime's third generation Bob Walking ultra heavy duty battery takes a different path.
但目标完全一致。
But the goal is the same.
它的杀手锏是把电芯内阻降到了全球最低的 0.25 毫欧。
Its killer feature is reducing the internal resistance of the battery to a record low of 0.25 milliohms.
叫前代降低 50%。
50% less than previous generations.
内阻越低,
the lower the internal resistance,
产热越少。
The less heat is produced,
1000次,
1000 times.
完整循环后,
After the complete cycle,
容量保持率仍在 90%以上,
the capacity retention rate remains above 90%.
首次从材料层面彻底否定了快充与长寿命不可兼得的旧认知。两条路,
For the first time, it completely refuted the old theory that fast charging and long lifespan cannot be achieved simultaneously.
一个终点。
A destination.
比亚迪靠材料体系重构。
BYD relies on a material system to be rebuilt.
宁德时代靠极致降电组。
Mingdira relies on its extreme energy storage technology.
最终，两家都完成了同一件事。
Ultimately, both companies achieved the same goal.
终止了快充必然折寿的行业历史。
Ended the industry's history of fast charging inevitably leading to failure.
看一组数据。
Here are some data.
2026年第一季度。
In the first quarter of 2026,
全球动力电池装机量前十的企业里
，among the top 10 global power battery manufacturers，
七家来自中国
，seven are from China。
这七家中企合计占了全球市场份额的71.4%。
These seven Chinese companies together account for 71.4% of the global market share.
光比亚迪和宁德时代
Bide and Cattle
两家的合计份额就超过了60%。
Their combined share exceeds 60%.
全球每三辆电动车至少有一辆用的是这两家其中一家的电池。
At least one in every three electric vehicles worldwide uses batteries from one of these two companies.
这意味着什么？
What does this mean?
意味着从电池材料、热管理系统和充电基础设施、超充的护城河。
This means from battery material, thermal management systems and charging infrastructure overcharging.
就是电芯自研能力。
It is the self-research capability of the battery cell.
没有这个能力的企业，超充。
Companies that lack this ability.
只是发布会上的一个数字。
Just a number announced at the conference.
但就是这么清楚的事实摆在面前。
But the fact is clear in front of us.
居然还有人跳出来唱反调。
There are still people who come out and say the opposite.
今年三月，比亚迪闪充发布会之后没几天
，A few days after BYD's flash charging launch in March，
李斌做客央视，原话是：“超快充用多了。”
Li Bin said on CCTV that overcharging is the cause，
对电池的寿命和健康都有一定的损害。
It can cause some damage to the battery's lifespan and health。
十几天前。
10 days ago,
5月10日
October 10th,
他开着蔚来 ES9 在敦煌直播，还在说
He was live streaming on his Neo ES9 in Dunhuang, still talking.
同样的话
Same as before.
一个连一颗电芯都没造过，电池
Someone who hasn't even built a battery.
全靠采购的 CEO 站在镜头前告诉全世界快充上电池。
The CEO, who relied solely on purchasing, stood in front of the camera and told the world about the fast-charging battery manufacturers.
而全球动力电池行业排名第一和第二的两位掌门人已经把新一代电池的循环数据、针刺测试、材料体系全部公开了。
And the two CEOs who rank first and second in the global power battery industry have already publicly released all the data on the new generation of batteries, including cycle data, needle penetration, test materials, etc.
这就是掩耳盗铃，最可笑的地方。
The most ridiculous thing about trying to hide the bell with a piece of cloth is that
不是你假装听不见
It's not that you're pretending not to hear
就以为全世界都听不见
I thought everyone could hear
铃铛不是挂在你自己耳朵上的
The bell is not hanging on your own ear
是挂在时代的车轮上的
It's hanging on the wheels of time